Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to go back to talking about functional execution, expertise, and success. There are a lot of areas combined that with these visionary brands allow them to be successful. But one that I would like to expound upon today is in regards to innovation. First, I'll talk a little bit about innovation, a word that traditionally gets thrown around a lot, and a lot of people, companies, brands, whoever it may be, find this to be something that's not authentic to their company, and they're trying to discover a way for them to be able to innovate successfully. Even though they haven't done it in the past, there is an opportunity for brands that have brand equity, and that's the key. When you look at this, consumers are predominantly looking for brands that have equity, and those that have equity have the ability to put new products in the marketplace, put it on the front end of the adoption curve, and early adopters will grab it. The nice thing about that strategy where brands have this advantage versus non-brands do not is that on the front end of the curve, you have a premium price point. You have nice contribution margins, significantly higher than we'll find with private label brands or those laggard brands that will adopt products that innovators have put into the marketplace prior to them imitating those products. So what we'll talk about today is innovation versus imitation, what I call innovate, don't imitate. So this is a really critical strategy that these brands, if you're going to be a brand, probably one of the hardest things, but the most invigorating things brands have an advantage over their competitors is the ability to innovate. Because what that does really is it invigorates everybody inside of the company. I'm not just talking about design or product people, those at the head of these brands, but the freedom to innovate, the ability to breathe and to build creative products that nobody else has thought of. And what that really does is it breeds inside of these brands this feeling of culture of success, culture of being the leader in your category. It really bleeds through the entire organization. But you're only as successful as your ability to continue making hits. The one-hit wonders are the ones that have fallen by the wayside and didn't have a strategy in place on how to either flow that technology through the product life cycle and make it successful at all stages, or they truly didn't have a process in what I call an innovation pipeline to ensure that they've got decades of products that are coming through their product pipeline and making sure that they can adapt that product to have it commercialized, put in the marketplace, marketed properly, and have it continually build brand equity without degrading it. And this is a combination between not only innovation through product, but innovation through how you market your products. And we talked previously about breakaway designs and how to adapt those to innovative products. But this really comes down to having a process in place that really truly allows you to innovate. Not only on a one-hit wonder, but it's truly a process that goes for decades and one that everybody in the marketplace can see. And so what you really want to do when you talk about innovating versus imitating is find a process where you and your team visualize where you would like to be in 5 to 10 years and execute that strategy through process-driven goals and stages along that way to ensure you're on the right path. So what happens too often with companies is they take a shortcut. What they think is a shortcut is actually them degrading their brand equity and putting a path in place where they're effectively becoming an imitator. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You'll have brands out there, you know, footwear brands, you know, apparel brands, that they're adopting product that you've seen from another premium brand at a lower price point. So the thing that these brands have is truly just price point advantage, which effectively is not a competitive advantage when you look at it from a long-term perspective and others' ability to copy that product. So brands that build equity are ones that have an innovation process in place that they can execute seamlessly year over year, season after season. And what's really cool about that strategy, when I was at Oakley or when I was with TaylorMade or K-Swiss, we always had a strategy in place, and or the brands that I work with today, these global brands that have a process in place and understand that they need to execute that seasonally year after year. So what you'll find is brands taking shortcuts. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with that, but just be prepared for the fact that you are not going to be on the premium level of this good, better, best ladder. Those brands that innovate do it continually. They're the ones that are the category busters, disruptive to the category as well as the channel they're distributing their product into, are the ones that are truly innovators. What's cool about innovation and how it's evolved over the years is it used to just be about product. But what you're seeing now is the evolution of a great revolutionary product can be marketed to the masses. And you can connect with the masses on social media, which you never used to be able to do before. You can do it through e-commerce business and D2C business, direct-to-consumer business. You can still do it at retail, but that's a static environment that you don't have as much control over. So what's really cool about brands today and why you've seen so many young brands being successful in the marketplace is that they've adapted to where the market is going. Prior to them even putting a product into the marketplace, they knew their product is only a piece of what's going to make them successful. So what you see a lot of times in this innovate versus imitate strategy is it's not only evolved from product, but it's evolved in how they distribute their product and how they communicate with their community. So the imitation side on the technology perspective seems to be more well received in the marketplace than you'll see with a product that's been imitated in the marketplace. So this incrementalism that you see out there from brands that are trying to innovate and haven't done it successfully are ones that are looking for an opportunity to grab hold of what another brand has created. They will wait for that brand to put the product into the marketplace, a revolutionary design, product, technology, whatever it happens to be, something that disrupts the marketplace and gets adopted through their community. So what that does is a couple things for the brand. One is that it disrupts the marketplace and allows them to get a first mover advantage in a new technology. Now, for a footwear brand, this could be the uppers, it could be the design, it could be Flyknit versus leather, it could be the soles, it could be the cushioning technology for apparel, it could be the construction of the garment, it could be the actual material. Any one of these things could be an innovation. But there's a difference, and understand, there's a big difference between innovation and incrementalism. Incrementalism is innovation's worst enemy, was Nicholas Negroponte from MIT had said at one point in time. And I thought that's a really great statement, because incrementalism doesn't build authentication. Now, when you look at what we talked about before, where you've got a product and your first mover strategy is that you are now leapfrogging over your competition from an innovation perspective, and then what you're doing is tearing down that product on the back end, that's one strategy. But when all you're doing is effectively incrementally improving your product, you can't flag that as an innovation, because that then is something where you lose authentication in the marketplace as a result of indicating as an innovation. Keep that innovation in your hip pocket. Make sure that you truly have something that when you put it out there, it truly is either disrupting the product category, the channel, whatever it may be, you will know if it is an innovation. So don't try to do a head fake in the marketplace and say something is innovative when it effectively is an incremental improvement to the product that you're doing. Now, even worse would be where you've got a product that you're imitating from one of your competitors. So if eventually that will catch up to you, but there are a lot of times, and they've been very successful, where brands are looking at strictly price point. And that truly, at the end of the day, when you imitate anything in a brand and their innovations, that is your really only competitive advantage is price point. So keep that in mind as you're building your company and your brand. A brand's a lot harder, but you also have the ability to put products out there that are truly innovative, ones where people will adopt those, and allows you to build a lifestyle with your brand and effectively, as a result, grow brand equity. So also, along with Nicholas Negroponte's quote, is another couple famous quotes off of innovation. One is from Steve Jobs: innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. And I mention that quote because it really follows with the innovation versus imitation strategy of some brands. Those that have a process in place that understand that they need to be able to innovate in their category are ones that find a way to be generations ahead of their competition. Those that don't have that in place are either continually playing catch up or have just admitted to the fact that they're just going to imitate and then find a way to reduce their cost and or take lower gross margins and sell it into a similar channel and compete on a price point. Much harder to do. So brands, over a period of years or generations, a successful formula for innovation is one that allows them to be successful. And another great quote from Albert Einstein on the same strategy is that we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. So it's an interesting dichotomy when you look at innovation versus imitation and what people think of these, and how these visionary leaders have overcome being incrementally improving, imitating others, but finding a way to innovate in the marketplace. So imitation will only take you so far, but if you choose this path, just ensure that everybody inside of that organization understands your strategy. Don't try to be something you're not. If that's the path you visualize for the success of your company, not a brand, then stick to that path so everybody's on the same page inside of that organization. So I mentioned that innovation and who I talk about and who Liquid Mind works with are truly brands and ones that have built this successful process of innovation and has allowed them to be successful long-term as a result. And again, I go back to the point of what does that do for a company and for a brand when you have this type of strategy in place? It goes beyond product. And what it allows you to do is to be able to communicate these innovations to your community and be authentic in doing so and allow them to test your product honestly, authentically, and this builds significant credibility for you in the marketplace as well. So what you want to make sure of is in whatever you do that you're looking to build that credibility, be consistent with how you're positioning your brand as innovative, having a process in place that allows you to consistently, effectively, and efficiently build a portfolio or pipeline, as I call it, of innovation. Now, this innovation can also be not incremental, but it can be pieces of innovation that adapt to a product you already have in the pipeline. Now, this is something that Apple's done very successfully. Other brands have done very successfully, Nike, Adidas. When you look at them building new products, sometimes it's an old product, but maybe with a new sole or a new technology that they're utilizing, a new upper. So think of it that way as well. Don't try to maybe blow up a product or try to create a brand new mousetrap. Sometimes an innovation can become an improvement to what you're currently making. But there is a difference, again, between innovation and incrementalism. So make sure that when you're communicating that authentically, when you talk about your product portfolio, when you talk about the new line that you're releasing, understand that authentication is driven through the fact that you can consistently understand what your vision is, how you're going to attain that vision, and consistently sticking to that vision through innovation. Innovation that's true, authentic, consistent, and not imitating others. But if you do incrementally improve a product, understand, position it that way. There may be a successful product that all it needs is a new window dressing, and that's perfectly fine as well, but ensure that everybody understands that. So when we talk about innovation versus imitation, be true to your brand. Ensure that you're not walking the middle line here of imitating others. Find a way to invigorate your design team. Consistently have that vision flowing through their bloodlines. Have them be excited about the opportunity to innovate with your company, with your brand. And by doing this, you will attract not only great designers, you're going to attract that community, those employees in different areas with inside of your organization that also get invigorated by the fact that you are a visionary company and that you've stuck to your guns. You've stuck to what you've originally said you were going to do in positioning the brand, and you haven't turned away from that challenge. So let others imitate. You can innovate. You can incrementally improve your great products and innovations. You can move product along the adoption curve, ensuring that you're capturing market share along the way without having to apologize or reduce your brand equity. But as soon as you start moving down the ladder of good, better, best, that's when brand equity goes away, authentication gets lost, and there's confusion in the marketplace as to how you're positioning your brand. So always stay true to what your original vision and planning was for your brand, and you will be successful with not only innovating, but ensuring you have an authentic brand that has credibility in the marketplace long term. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.